PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
All right, welcome everybody to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you today, and it is another beautiful day. I'm sure it is wherever you're at, and if you get to play a little bit of golf today, it makes it even better. It's the 21st of June, Wednesday, and we're kind of in the middle of the week, just coming off the high of a major championship, the U.S. Open, and looking forward to the Travelers Championship. Next stop on the PGA Tour, a lot of guys looking forward to it. Jim Furyk, exceptionally, looking forward to the championship. At the Travelers in Cromwell, Connecticut, and a lot of really good golfers are going to be in this field. So we're going to talk about that too, that sometimes before, after majors isn't always a good spot in the tour. This seems to be pretty good for a lot of the guys, Jordan Spieth and others that are Rory McIlroy that are playing this. So a lot of guys deciding that the very next week after not doing so well at the travel, at the, lose my track here, at the Erin Hills U.S. Open, that they want to get back in action at the Travelers. So we'll talk a little bit about that. We have our good friend Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort joining us in just a little bit, and God only knows what we're going to talk about with Brendan Sweeney when he gets busy. And we also have Frank Bassett in the Nashville studios, as always. Frank, how are you doing today?
Good, but hey, I'm glad the tour has reinstituted, or now they're instituting a more stringent drug testing, because I'm going to send you a cup. You're babbling all over the place. What are you doing?
Thank you. I don't know.
What is, did you overserve last night? What happened?
No, maybe under.
Underserve. That is, your blood alcohol is not at the proper level. There you go.
There are a lot of interesting things going on the tour in the last 24, 48 hours. And with us now to talk a little bit about that and some other stuff is long drive champion and forever the man who, when you thought of long drive, you thought of Art Selinger. And he's back with us again. Art, how are you doing today?
Good morning, Frank. Tim, how are you?
Doing great. Hey, let's get started right away with the big news from yesterday, and that is Phil Mickelson and Bones, his caddy, Jimmy K, Mackay, deciding that they're going to part ways. And they said it was amicable. They both said we're still going to stay friends and on and on and on. I'm guessing it was more on Phil's part. His brother is now going to be on the bag for him. But how did you take that, Art? Did you see that coming at all? It's been, 25 years since they've been together, much longer than many marriages.
It's an amazing relationship. I mean, when you think about caddy player relationships, you think about Tom Watson, Bruce Edwards, and you know, guys like Fred Couples and Joe LaCava and those kinds of matchups. But for 25 years, it just exceeds any thought of anybody. It just doesn't happen on the PGA Tour. You know, Andy Martinez and Raymond Floyd and Greg Norman and his caddy, Nick Faldo, with Fanny, we thought they were forever, but it really wasn't. So, but there's a few people, some insiders that thought it was coming. I'm not a tour insider. I mean, I just watch the Golf Channel like everybody else. I hear some things, but this is really a friendship. So I don't think you take much into it. I think they're both on the second stages of their lives. And, you know, sometimes it's good for a change. Tim Mickelson is not going to be his full-time caddy. He's just going to help for the end of the year, and he'll get another caddy because Mickelson, he manages, you know, John Rahm, and he's a manager, so he's not going to be a full-time caddy. Nor will he want to, because that is just brutal work. And for everybody listening out there, I cannot even begin to tell you how hard it is, taxing physically and mentally, and the pressure, if you're an involved caddy, if you open your mouth, you know, you pull a wrong club, you give a bad read, you don't say the right thing. I mean, it is. I just did it last week on the Canadian tour for Jamie Sedlowski, who's trying to make it as a player out there. And I've caddied for Jamie on the web.com a few times. I caddied for him at the tour school. And fortunately, our make cut record now is still intact. I've never missed a cut while on his bag. But the last 7 days, I caddied Monday through Sunday on a very hilly course in Western Canada. I think I need 3 months of therapy just to get my body back in shape. I mean, just feel better. Well, I'm just in such pain. But I'm telling you, the pressure, because he's trying to finish top 20 to get in the next week without Monday qualifying. And you're sitting there over a 12-foot putt, and you're like, do I tell him a ball right, left, Do I tell him inside right? How hard is he going to hit the putt? Because the player is never wrong. Right. Trust me. You know, it's right. always the caddy's yeah. fault. You got to have somebody just to beat on and, you know, yell at and you know, be somebody's got to be their slave. And it is very taxing, both mentally and physically. And I don't know how a guy like Bones, I saw the numbers last night, guys, 11 Ryder Cups, 11 President's Cups, 41 wins he was on the bag for, 5 majors. I mean, amazing what he must have seen in the ropes. And he's a real involved caddy. I mean, he really speaks up. And the only thing that comes to mind is when he gave him the bad club on 17 at the Players, and that really upset Phil. But I think this is amicable. Sorry for the long answer, but it's definitely an amicable part.
Don't you think yeah. I had an opportunity to talk to Bones in Memphis a couple of weeks ago. And it had rained a lot. It was really spongy out at TPC Southwind. And Bones has had that, you know, 2 knee replacements at the same time.
Yes.
Both knees at the same time. And he told me, he said, man, it's killing me. This spongy fairways are just killing me. And it could have, do you think it has anything to do with the fact that he's you know, going through some physical stuff too and tired?
I think so. I mean, he took a lot of time off and... But there he was last week scouting out Aaron Hills just in case it rained and Phil was going to play in the tournament. So I think, you know, after Aaron Hills, I mean, he had to be at Aaron Hills not knowing anything. But then, again, you look at their families and how close they are. And, you know, they both play at Whisper Rock in Scottsdale. And they're out there always together on leisure time playing golf. They hang out. They're buddies. They're really dear friends. I know that for a fact. So... I don't know where Bones is going, if he's going to pick up another bag, if he's going to go after a young bag out there. I know Mickelson's brother manages John Rahm. John Rahm has said he's not going to part ways with his caddy. So, you know, I don't know. But we'll have to wait and see what happens. It's amazing how big a news that is. I got to be honest with you. I really thought I saw a little crawler across the screen. It's like I thought something bad happened. It's like,